Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three, Foul Territory here. That's our guest, Todd Frazier from Foul Territory. This is actually Beth Sweats running around the house trying to chase down the guy, Joe, who just dropped off a package. I did catch him, in case you were wondering. I caught the guy. He tried to pull away with the package that I had to sign for. I made it. Todd Frazier, are you proud of me or what?
Listen, I've been there too many times, brother. I give you credit. Let's go. Good hustle. Good hustle.
Let's go. This is Bet Sweats, though, Joe, not Foul Territory. Foul Territory is on later today.
Yes, no doubt about it. Todd Frazier joining us. And Todd, we've got a lot to talk about. I hope we get more baseball to talk about. But the feeling is right now, after two games in each CS, like, oh, boy, these might be a couple of short series. What do you think, man? Are we going to see some fight out of these teams that are down 0-2, or does it look like, yeah, it's probably going to be Seattle and the LA Dodgers in the World Series?
Yeah, I mean, as of now, I mean, what everybody's thinking is the same thing. For me, I think it's, you know, it's either going to be 3-1 or a clean sweep it's hard to say. I understand, you know, Toronto was hot. They came in hot. They beat the Yankees. They looked really good doing it. But, you know, no Bo Bichette is killer, man. They're not hitting. They're not finding ways to get guys in. The pitching hasn't been good. You got to go from one series to the next, you know, guns blazing. It just doesn't seem like that's happening right there with them. And I feel like the Brewers are in the game, you know, and then all of a sudden, boom, a home run by Teoscar Hernandez, a double. You know, all of a sudden Shohei gets his first RBI and hit in a long, long time. And they weren't doing well. Freddie Freeman wasn't doing well either. And all of a sudden, watch out. Yeah, it looks like it might be. We're hoping, meaning we, everybody in the that loves baseball, we're hoping for a couple more games here and there, but it's going to be very hard.
I do find it funny that the biggest flaw that everybody kept, you know, harping on with the Dodgers was the bullpen. And it still might be true. Dave Roberts just says, all right, Snell, you go 8. Yamamoto, you go the distance. It's very 0-5 White Sox, Todd, where the starters just do what they have to do. If they get that starting pitching, forget about it, man.
And that's what it should be. I'm a big believer in the starters need to get a little more leeway here. I'm a big believer that, you know, you should have a good bullpen, but you shouldn't have to lean on them all the darn time. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. When you got somebody going, I want to see Blake Snell go out in the ninth inning. You know, give him one more chance. But it was so fantastic. It was fantastic outing. You love to see good pitching performances. I think nowadays you love it even more, considering we didn't have one no-hitter this year and considering that starters barely get past the fifth inning nowadays. But to see that, it's exciting. It's fantastic for baseball, and it's really good for Dodger fans.
So it's something in the gambling world that we try to come up with a number on and try to figure out what the edge is. But one of the leads in what we've seen so far through four games in the CS is they're doing it on the road. And now they get to go back to the cozy confines. You've got the 2-3-2 format as well. As someone that participated in five different playoffs, what sort of value do you put on home field? Because you look at it right now and you're like, it looks like a crazy atmosphere. Yeah, obviously a home team gets the advantage without the travel and all that. But maybe there's also a little more pressure where the road team might have a slight advantage. So, yeah, so Todd, how do you look at it with home field?
I think for me, honestly, I love playing on the road, especially in the playoff. You know what I'm saying? There's no the pressures are kind of off a little bit, you know. You're playing in front of your home crowd, they're pushing and like, come on, they're trying to will you to win the games. Now when you're on the road, it's like, who cares? Let's go out and just play our game. So for me, getting yelled at and booed all the time, that wasn't pressure at all. The pressure's playing at home sometimes when you got your fans screaming and yelling down your throat. You know, you don't want to strike out then. You strike out on the road, you're not going to hear anybody booing. You know, so I don't know. I don't know what it's about. I think they're more relaxed. They're more resilient. But coming back home, nothing wrong with it. I think it's exciting knowing you're up 2-0. Find a way to win one or two of those games, and next thing you know, you're sitting really pretty.
If one of the teams comes back down 2-0, which one is it?
Oh, man, that's such a hard question, too. I would say the Brewers, just because of their staff and, you know, their team. They've been together. Pat Murphy is an absolute stud of a manager. I see Freddie Peralta. He didn't throw bad yesterday. He threw pretty good, you know. Gave up 3 runs. But I do think that they have the better shot, and people are going to be like, well, what are you talking about? The Dodgers are hot. Seattle's absolutely filthy. Their pitching staff can win 10 games in a row if they really needed to. Their staff is so good. And guess what? They're hitting now. Holy cow, the Mariners are hitting. Watch out. So for me, it would have to be the Brewers just because of how good the Mariners pitching staff is.
Yeah, that lineup looks so deep for Seattle now. Not something we were saying early on in the season as they added guys like, wow, you go 6 deep. You're like, man, you're still strong with Suarez there. So yeah, no doubt about it. Looks like that's going to be the matchup. The baseball fans I talk to that don't have a dog in the fight, right? They're just like, anybody but the Dodgers. Anybody but the Dodgers. And it just it feels like it's just, they know who the best team is. They know who's probably going to win the World Series. The odds are already saying it's Dodgers. You know, like, you got to lay money to take the Dodgers at this point, and they still need 6 more wins to go here. The Dodgers winning, if they go back-to-back, it's not something we see a lot in this sport. They go back-to-back. Is that something that's good or bad for baseball?
Oh, man, that's a good question, too. For me personally, I think it's great for baseball. I mean, listen, I love dynasties. I love that this team was willing to go out and spend as much money as they could to get the best players. I think you have to respect that. I think you have to sit back and see where the Dodgers were. Like, they barely – nobody won 100 games this year. It was pretty even. You know, they have a ton of injuries still, the guys that aren't playing, and they're still doing it. It goes to show you how good Dave Roberts is. It goes to show you how the brass is and how they want their team to win at all costs. Any team could have went out there and spent the money. You know, you got Steve Cohen of the world who's doing the same thing. Unfortunately, the Mets didn't come up big in the final stages. I think it's great for baseball. I think and now all of a sudden, if you're a fan of another team, that's the team we're going to go get. Let's go. And that's the pressures and the love you want for baseball. Next year's time, if they end up doing the World Series, who's going to knock off the king? It's my team, you know? That's the way I feel about it.
I have a feeling a lot of people, though, would be dissuaded by the Dodgers. Say they win this World Series, and then in the offseason, they go and throw $400 million at Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
I feel like that would swing the pendulum a little bit, Todd.
Of course. I mean, who wouldn't be upset when a team is getting all the great free agents out there? Who wouldn't be? But whose fault is that to blame? You know, at the end of the day, you got guys, they have money. These billionaire presidents who own teams, they can spend. I know they say, oh, we're a low-level market. They wouldn't be in the business if they weren't making money on these things. So go out and spend a little bit. Get the guys that you feel that are going to help your squad succeed and get after it. Some fan bases really need that.
Yeah, I totally hear where you're coming from. Todd Frazier with us from Foul Territory. Check out Foul Territory weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern, especially right now during the MLB playoffs in the CS, and get their thoughts on a day-to-day basis, reacting and also previewing the next day's games. This is Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. You know, I'm torn on the issue of salary cap. I know when you're a player, obviously you're against it. You don't want it. You still have that player in you. Curious where you are, because I think that was that's a very good point that you brought up. Look, let's not let these owners off the hook. They have the money. They're making the choice not to spend the money. They don't want to reinvest into the roster, and because they know in some situations, all right, the place is going to be packed. We're still going to turn a profit at the end of the year. So why would we want to put that in jeopardy? It's tough because like part of me wants a salary cap because I wouldn't mind seeing some of the teams at the bottom kind of move up like we see in other sports. But also I don't want to let these owners off the hook. Like they're allowed to be cheap. Like it's tough.
Yeah. And that's well said. I mean, the only good thing about that, which is, you know, I'm not for it, but it would even out the playing field, like basically what you said for a salary cap. No way, no chance. Tony Clark understands that, and I think the Players Association should understand it. And me, I haven't talked to anybody about it, so I'm basically just speculating, but knowing from the past, that is the non-negotiable. Mm-hmm. That is something that should never be brought up. You're right, the owners have money. Spend the money and make your fans happy and make your city happy. This is something they need to do. No way should they have a salary cap. Move on. Next story. What else do you need? You know, when it comes to when they have their meetings, for sure.
Yeah, fans don't want to hear that, man. I covered both teams in town. I covered you when you were a White Sox. And I remember when I got to Wrigley for the first time as a reporter, the place was like a ghost town. And now you go and there's hotels and sports books and mezzanines and dog parks and it's $9 for a water. And then Ricketts is like, yeah, well, we're kind of breaking even. And I don't want to hear that. I never want to hear that as a fan.
Show the books. You know what I mean? Show us the books. Let's see them, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy, Joe. You know, a lot of Cub fans feel that way though, Joe, you know it.
Oh, well, spend. It's not salary cap. I think Cubs fans are like, spend like you did when you got here. Why did you stop spending? Why is it not even a conversation? Like Tucker, I get it. He had a struggling year, so they're probably going to let him sign somewhere else. But for everything that they bring in, where they are market-wise, everything, the TV deal they have, come on. Why are you not spending? Yeah. So, yeah, especially a team like that, that's where I'm at. What about the game tonight, Todd? Anything specific on this matchup? Is it going to go 3-0 or are we going to see something out of Toronto? The Mariners are a -135 favorite with Kirby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, God. I mean, how don't you not love that line? 135, I mean, that's absolutely incredible for a guy who's been absolutely dominant. Yeah, he's going to be in the zone. He might give up, you know, a home run or two in this game. But how do you not love what Seattle's doing? I mean, listen, Vlad Guerrero Jr. had a really good start against the Yankees in the playoffs. I think he's fizzled these last couple games. Again, it's that what have you done for me lately attitude you got to have in the playoffs. Who else is going to step up when, you know, when all of a sudden he gets hot again? You know, a lot of guys, they've been getting their hits here and there, but they need some more production from the bottom of the lineup. They need some more production of when guys get on to get them in. And I'm just not seeing that. And they got to play in Seattle, which we saw is a raucous atmosphere, and they are salivating for a World Series. So I don't see Toronto winning tonight.
I'm going to call a shot here, and if you want to one-up me, that's fine. But I'm going to bet Josh Naylor to go deep at 6-1, 6.25. I don't know what it is. I just got this gut feeling, and I know that's maybe not how we should bet every day, but I see him just tanking one tonight. That's my shot, Josh Naylor.
I love it. I love it. I don't see any problem with that. When you have a gut feeling, it's like in baseball when a coach used to yell at me, "Why were you in that position?" I said, "Dude, I went with my gut." I mean, how do you get mad at somebody after they say that? So I've learned that when I was a lot younger. Say you went with your gut, and most of the time coaches will move on.
Yep. No doubt about it. All right, so let's say we get the World Series we think we're going to get.
Okay.
You think Seattle has a decent chance here?
Of course. 100% I do. Again, their pitching staff is really good. You know, is Wu going to come back? You know, with who they got, Logan Gilbert, and the way they've been hitting, I just think if both of those are in, I think it's an even playing field. And I think, you know, the stars are going to step up and people are going to have some fun. I think it's going to be a really tight race. And I could see it going to a game 6 or 7 for sure.
Yeah, hopefully it's just not a big gap between the CS and the World Series. Hopefully we get more baseball. But, certainly agree with you. No matter what, it should be a fun World Series. Check out Todd Frazier, Foul Territory, weekdays, 1 o'clock Eastern. They got YouTube, podcasts, some TV networks as well. They're everywhere. So check out Foul Territory on a weekday basis. Thank you, Todd. Enjoy the rest of the season here.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Good stuff there from Todd Frazier. Yeah, it's certainly it's fun to get the players' perspective on some of that stuff involving, you know, where certain teams are. And he's right. You don't want to let these owners off the hook. They're in it. Like, you're a White Sox fan. You don't need me to tell you about letting Jerry Reinsdorf off the hook and choosing not to spend and kind of choosing to lose.
Yeah, the worst thing that ever happened for White Sox fans, they gave John Danks, I think, 5 years and $60 million. It was the biggest contract he'd ever given out. And then year number one, Danks blew his shoulder out.
Bad.
And Jerry's like, see, that's why you don't
Told you. That was his thing. Don't pay pitchers. And then he finally caved. And then, see, it was proven right on that front. All right, college football, one of our favorites, Caroline Fenton. On the other side, you've got the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.